So whenever I come to awards dues, I always happen to bump into this guy, and he's won another two tonight. Christian O'Connell from Absolute Radio, best branded content and best music breakfast show. Again.
Why say again? I get up at 4 a.m. Come on, man. Don't be like that. Where's the love? You're a radio fan. Do you know what? Any of those shows in that category, ADOT to Grimmy, maybe not Grimmy, Evans definitely, they have their own merits and different reasons why they do the show for their audience. So it's actually a really tough kind of thing to choose from. But actually, you know what? They made the right decision.
The breakfast landscape's changing a bit. We're getting more and more stations. You've got Virgin Radio back on now. How do you keep getting better to keep beating them to the awards?
Well, it's about beating them to the awards. It's like the more competition.
And the listeners.
It's not just the competition. You know, Sam and Amy are really great. I'm glad they're on Virgin. It makes you want to work harder. When Moyles came back on Breakfast, it made me want to work harder. Same with Evans came back. You know, you only get to be the best you are by going up against the best people. And so listeners have choice. I respect that, and I want that when I listen to the radio as well. You want this out of the way? Sorry. Sorry, Stuart.
That's fine.
And actually, you know what? It's changed so much. You said about the landscape changing. It's not just other breakfast shows at the competition. It's Facebook, you know, it's Twitter, it's stuff like that. So you have to try and, you know, work even harder at your content. But what I love is the fact that despite all these kind of other rival medias now, social media, online media in the morning, just watching clips on your phone, whatever, it's that actually radio is still really important. And I still think it's a really privileged job to do what I do, be someone's friend in the morning, whether that's me or Grimmy or Evans. I still think it's a really special time to do radio in the morning. And I love that. The emails I get from listeners who are going through a tough time and they lean on the show sometimes. And they don't realise that sometimes I'm going through a tough time and I lean on them as well. And that's what radio means to me. I just love that connection. And I'm very lucky to do what I do. The award tonight is just a small icing on the cake. And I don't mean that glibly. I mean that I love what I'm doing.
And every month we're reporting on radio today about Bauer stealing somebody from Global, whether it's Dave Masterman, Dave Berry.
All the Daves.
All the Daves. Anybody else in Leicester Square you got your eye on?
I think we've got all the Daves at the moment. Do you know what? You know, they also steal people from the other way as well. But I can't comment. So don't push me on that one. That's a naughty question.
And where do you go next with your show? What happens to it? How does it change?
Well, it has to change every day, you know, and we're off tomorrow, but we're back Tuesday. And
Hang on. You've got the day off. Every time I touch you at awards, you've never got the morning off.
No, I know, but because this one's in Leeds, and it's quite a long trip.
Well, there's Radio Air. You could do the show for
Radio Air. Hey, come on now. I know it's a bad station. Don't be like that, although make me go on air. No, I wanted to be able to relax with the team and have a good night, no matter what happened. And so I don't have to get up at 4 a.m. and worry about the show. So it's nice to have a night off tonight.
So two more awards to take home. Where are these ones going? You've not got space in your house.
No, it's not that. I don't. There is no shelf. You'd be really surprised. I'll give this one. That Richie's got this one, and he deserves it as much as I do. So here, take this one. So the question goes, so where does he keep it? Up his beautiful backside.